broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Look, I think it's a matter of patriotism here as well. If you are taking home a big...
My personal opinion is that research has done an awful lot of interesting things and has helped out a lot of
people.
He
really does know that area very, very well. I believe he probably lives near all those bodies.
Look, I think it's a matter of patriotism here as well.
She indicates that she had been rear-ended.
Woody, this is assault!
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go through the looking glass every night and take you places other talk shows can't, other talk shows won't, other talk shows shan't, other talk shows should not. And please, 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 prospective program directors and general managers out there, please don't let that scare you off. Don't let the talent on your stage, oh, don't put Phil Hendry on here, he makes us all look like we don't work. Well... Anyway, welcome to the show here. Our number is... I'm kidding. Well, am I? I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. Welcome to the hardest working show in all of possibly show business. As well as just starting with the basics here.
Yeah, I think it's like the whole entertainment business.
Thank you very much, bud. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. And tonight we're going to be talking about education. We have Dr. Ron Tarner in our second hour, who will be discussing the whole school lunch controversy and or not you as a parent have the right to say, I'd like to serve my child my lunch, and that's what they're going to take to school. Thank you for so very deeply for having concerns, but no, you don't get to take his lunch away and feed him what Big Brother says he should have. And in this hour, we have Justin McElroy, a 17-year-old high school junior from Los Angeles County, who, in an economic class in high school, paid homeless men, he and his mates paid homeless men to engage in dangerous stunts so they could video it, sell it, and create a revenue stream for an economics class. We'll be talking about that coming up here. Again, our number, 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhendryshow.com. This is the strong right arm of this Radio for Patriots by Patriots here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and what we do over there. And you can hear literally thousands and thousands of backstage pass members marching lock-armed with us in making this country livable again. That's right, livable again. This country is barely livable. You can barely walk down a street without getting almost sick. Sick from the fumes of laissez-faire, sick from the fumes of non-citizenship, non-patriotism, a lack of concern for community. Well, on this radio show, I like to think we're going to change all that. All right, so go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and buy a backstage pass. That's really all I really wanted to say, and the rest of it's a lot of horse dung. Now, Justin McElroy coming up, along with Dr. Ron Tarner, 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight, Indianapolis, the great city of Indianapolis, WXNT, 1430 AM. And in Parkersburg, West Virginia, another fine, fine city, WVNT, 1230 AM, a brand new affiliate in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Thank you very much, folks, there in West Virginia. I want to do a remote broadcast in West Virginia one of these days, and I'm going to pull out the stops, man, you know. I want to have whatever it is they do in West Virginia, and I mean this very sincerely, whether it is a, for instance, I've seen these hillbilly festivals. I don't mean that's who lives in West Virginia now. I mean that they celebrate the old-timey days.
Yeah, they do like old-timey days.
Yeah. I want to have a broadcast right in the middle of one of those. All right. Coming up right now, though, we have Justin McElroy. Again, we're going to talk with this young man. He's a high school student. And I like to have on young people from time to time on the program so we get a perspective. We get a perspective as to what the next generation is going to think. You know, what the upcoming, what the future adults, the future leaders, the future voting majority in this country, where are they? What is their morality? Now, a video company has paid homeless men $50 to be filmed while scantily clad women punched, kicked, and whipped them. This is according to a lawsuit that was filed in a Florida court. These homeless men, represented by attorneys, have now decided that what was asked of them violated some basic right of theirs, and they're suing. And you know, I got to tell you something. I don't know how to feel about a lot of this, because on the one hand, you have individuals who are paid a wage of some kind to do something, but the degrading nature of what it was they were asked to do, that's the flip side of it. Now, do you make it illegal? I don't think so. Can you find it actionable in a civil court? Let's find out. Justin, good evening. How are you, young man?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you.
And you are a high school junior?
L.A. Canyon High School, yes, sir. And I'm also in ROTC, you know, high school, and I do take some JC credit, community college credit right now.
Oh, are you going to graduate early?
Well, that's what I'm hoping for, that I graduate at the latest middle of next year.
Well, congratulations. That's some very good and very hard work.
Thank you. I'm just hopeful, but I mean, if I don't graduate until, you know, with the rest of the class, that'll be okay, too. But I was hoping to get to UCLA and take some business classes there, or hopefully USC.
USC has got a great business school, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, here we have a situation, though, where there are a great many, I believe, parents, and the school is backing you up. You filmed a series of what you called your revenue stream for your economics class videos for your economics class, and you also charged $50. How much did the videos cost?
No, the videos were online for $10. We paid these indigent men $50 to perform what we call 21st century or the newer what we call newer labor. And the reason why we call it that is because we realize that there's a change going on in society. A lot of the industries are going away. A lot of the old retail models are going away. A lot of the old manufacturing models are going away. How are workers in the future going to make money? And in exploring that and doing a paper on it with two partners of mine in the project, we recognized that what we needed to do was actually create a business, and in creating that business, then put those workers to work.
All right, but here's where we're getting into some problems, Justin, at least from the standpoint of parents. I know the school has backed you up 100%, and that's got a lot of people upset. You were paying homeless men yourself, or indigent men, as you say, to engage in some very dangerous activity.
Well, yes and no. I mean...
Let me just start at this. Why would you, you know, homeless men are homeless. Homeless people are homeless people. These are people that are not, they can't really look out for themselves. For whatever reason, they're homeless. And I am not, as I said, one to tell someone what to do with their life. If we've got somebody who is sick, who needs help, someone who needs to be hospitalized, as is the case with a great deal of the homeless, then that's what needs to be done. If a man wants to, you know, make a living, fine. But, you know, when you ask these guys to do something that's relatively dangerous, don't you feel like you're taking advantage of them?
Well, Mr. Henry, that was a big, long question. I'm going to try and answer it.
The question's an easy one. Are you not taking advantage of these guys? You paid them $50 to do what?
Well, that would be the question I would want to answer. We paid them $50 to perform what we call a new labor model. It is a higher the definition is that is a higher sort of occupational hazard. And
but you had these guys running across a freeway, isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And
you were videoing it.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. So you've got homeless men for $50 running across freeways.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
What time of day?
Well, it was relatively late, which it should say early in the morning. It was 1 a.m.
And whereabouts?
I was on the 101 freeway in the near Encino.
So you're up on the 101 freeway, and even at 1 o'clock in the morning, there's a lot of traffic, isn't there?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And what if one of these men got hit and killed?
Well, it didn't happen, and we did not anticipate that it would happen because we don't believe, and that was that was what we emphasized with our paper, we don't believe anybody is going to take money these days. Back in the olden days, they did, and because back in the olden days, they didn't have, their brains were not as, I guess you could say their brains were not as developed, their minds were not as developed. And
what do you mean by back in the olden days?
Well, we found out that people would haul wagons of nitroglycerin. They did a lot of crazy things for money back in the 19th century, which, like, even by today's standards, a bum is not going to, or not a bum, but I mean a homeless man's not going to do that.
And so you don't think that giving a man $50 and having him run across a freeway, you're taking advantage of him?
No, I do not, because he's an adult, and he knows what to do.
And you don't think that perhaps one of these men could be mentally ill, could be an alcoholic, anything like that?
No, sir. And I really believe, Mr. Henry, as a conservative, you should be backing me up.
And your school's backing you up.
Yes, sir, they are. They also have said to the parents, and there have been a few parents who have been complaining that they back us up 100%.
And your school is backing you up, backing up you and your friends, paying these homeless men to run across a freeway. Was there also a video where one or two of you guys was hitting them with a baseball bat or something?
No, it was a wiffle ball bat. It was not a baseball bat.
A wiffle ball bat. What were you doing with that?
We were hitting them as hard as we could with it. But you have to understand something.
A wiffle ball bat.
Yes, sir. You have to understand something. A wiffle ball bat is plastic.
And all right, I'm going to interrupt you. Why?
Because it was the quickest way for us to enhance revenue. It was the quickest way for us to find a revenue stream.
And so the quickest way for you to find a revenue stream is to go out and basically abuse people.
No, that's not how we see it, Mr. Henry. We see it as giving to individuals, giving them a chance to, you know, have... One of the men that we helped out, I saw him in a clean shirt. I saw him having breakfast over at one of the restaurants here in Northridge. Another man that we helped out, I seen him, you know, he looked pretty healthy.
And where were you finding these guys?
Well, I mean, late at night, you're going to find them in a couple of key locations on Ventura Boulevard. There's a couple of liquor stores. There's a couple of bakeries where they sleep near.
And you guys went down there and you talked to these men?
Yes, sir. And we said, do you guys want to make $50? And we got probably about a half a dozen of them. And
the wiffle ball bat that you're hitting them with is how long does that go on?
Well, I mean, you're sort of making it sound like it's we didn't hit them with a wiffle ball bat, for starters. We had our girlfriends do that.
Is that the same as these women beating up men?
No, that's not the same. That was just our girlfriends hitting them with wiffle ball bats.
I'm having a hard time justifying what you're doing, Justin. I'm having a hard time understanding that the school will back you up. I'm having a hard time believing that this is moral or responsible. I have more of an easy time thinking it's an outrageous thing to teach our young people, and forgive me for referring to you in the third person for a moment, to teach our young people that a very creative and inventive way to make money is to take people who are down on their luck, hard on their luck. You know, there was a time when these folks were riding the rails back in the 30s. These were homeless men, homeless women. What if this was going on back then?
Well, no, we wouldn't do it back then. But
why not?
Because those people were Dust Bowl farmers, and they were more like, you know, the grapes of wrath, you know, like Henry Fonda or whoever. The ones we got now are just, I mean, in a lot of ways, they are psycho, and all they want to do is run. I mean, they'll run across the freeway. You're not going to get, you know.
You're not going to get Henry Fonda to run across a freeway?
Well, no, but I mean the grapes of wrath people.
I think it's immoral, and I got to tell you something else. I would love to get somebody on from your school. And who was the teacher?
Who
was the advisor?
Well, it was our junior class advisor, Mr. Proctor.
Mr. Proctor. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Justin McElroy, a high school junior in Los Angeles who pays homeless men, he and his chums, $50 to run across a freeway. Another $50 if they let their girlfriends hit them with a wiffle ball bat. Now, that's a plastic bat. Understand this all sounds very childish, but it's extremely dangerous, can be very injurious. Even a wiffle ball bat, if you've ever been hit with one. And there are some other things we haven't brought up yet, and we're going to. Ways in which they are having these guys make money. Having these guys perform tasks so they can film it and make money. And this is for an economics class. I may be a conservative. I may be big on business. I may be a believer in America's future is the individual effort of individuals. But I do not believe you do that at the expense of people who are defenseless. No matter what the reason, 877-876-7445. Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, welcome back. And if you're on our website, philhenryshow.com, you'll see our live streaming video, if you have a backstage pass, Phil TV in HD. Here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots, you also see here using a packet of Dynapep for our mic flag. And behind me is Buddy Bear. He also has his Dynapep. A sponsor of the Phil Henry Show. Now on the line with me is Justin McElroy as we continue talking about this school project, which was to find a revenue stream. Most of us call it business.
It wasn't part of our project. It wasn't part of the assignment.
What was the assignment? Was to just describe?
Yes, sir. What we decided to do is to actually go out and create the revenue stream.
All right. Now you have these homeless men, and my understanding is homeless women too.
That was not supposed to be talked about.
I'm talking about it. Homeless women too.
Yeah. There are homeless women.
And what did you have the homeless women do for $50?
Well, we were not supposed to talk about that. You were instructed not to talk about that, Mr. Henry.
Well, you know, there's a funny thing, Justin. I don't really do what I'm told to do sometimes, probably a lot like you.
They removed their clothes and ran down the street. They basically streaked, you know.
And what else? Any sex acts?
No, sir.
All right, so, and you had these homeless guys, and were they not also asked at some point, were they not also asked to go on some kind of a scavenger hunt where they had to steal underwear or something?
Yeah, they were supposed to go into laundromats. I mean, I think what you're doing is you're making this sound way worse than everything that it was. They liked it. They had fun.
Did they have fun running across a freeway? I mean, look at, you know.
Mr. Henry, this is an exercise in capitalism that our our student advisor told us about, and I think what you're doing is I was told that you're a conservative and you do respect business.
I am a conservative. I do respect business. I don't believe in making money at any cost at all. I don't believe, for instance, that prostitution should be legal. I don't believe that child labor should be exploited. I don't believe, there's a lot of things I don't believe. And if children should not be exploited by law, and we have OSHA standards that instruct us to that degree, homeless, indigent, or people who are possibly mentally ill.
Well, they're adults. It's not child labor. And that mentally ill thing, I'm sorry, sir, that doesn't wash with me. It didn't wash with my school. I mean, they're just a bunch of bums. And they're
just a bunch of bums, huh? You may very well be right. You know,
they're a bunch of bums, and they need to earn their keep. And my father, as well as a lot of parents, as well as the school, has backed me up.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. A bunch of bums who need to earn their keep. We're talking with Justin McElroy about this revenue stream that he developed with his friends where they get homeless men. And you've heard about this. You've seen it happening across the country. You've seen it in the news. I'm not a bleeding heart, but do you believe this is something you want your kids to learn about capitalism with, by paying homeless people to run across freeways, beat each other up? They're hitting them with a plastic baseball bat. Here is Chrissy in Tucson. Go ahead, Chrissy, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Dustin, I just was wondering, what do your parents feel about this?
My name's Justin.
Right.
Justin. Yeah, you said Dustin.
I said Justin, actually.
She said Justin.
But anyways, I was wondering, what does your parents think about the whole situation? I know you said that your father is supportive of it. What do you think that,
yeah.
What does your mom think about it?
Well, I mean, my mom is not really relevant to the conversation. You know,
why not? Why isn't your mother weighing in important?
Because she's not. I mean, she doesn't work. My father does. My father earns the keep.
So you don't think you should listen to your mother?
Not really. I mean...
Okay, well, America, there you go. You've just got your answer from the dumbest kid in America. That he
answer
doesn't think
to what?
That his mother is relevant to the situation. Son, if you didn't have your mother, you wouldn't be around.
What? Is this about women's rights or something?
No, that lady made a very good point, Chrissy. You did. Thank you. So we not only do we have him paying paying homeless people to run across freeways, he also doesn't respect his mother at all in the equation. 877-876 Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, back with more in a moment.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It is our Patriot Hotline that we want you to call, 877-876-PHIL. You've seen the stories. To me, they are disgusting. They do not bespeak a moral society at all. What are we teaching our young people when they go out and to earn themselves money? They put videos of homeless people, indigent people, mentally ill people on YouTube by paying them $50 to beat each other up. In the case of this young man that I have in the live right now, for his economics class in high school, they had homeless men running across a freeway, naked homeless women streaking down a street. You know, before we go to phone, and I want to, and the one other thing I want to say here, young man.
Mr. Henry, if you could just, you know, not treat me like I'm stupid. I mean,
I'm not treating you like you're stupid, but I'm angry. Do you mind?
Well, I mean, I feel that I'm in the right because the school has backed us up, Mr. Tolliver.
Oh, that's fine. That's what I want to get to. The school is outrageous, absolutely outrageous. L.A. Canyon High School. I don't know what you're thinking, but I'll tell you something right now. You're symptomatic of what's happening to education across this country. It's happening in every school district. It's happening public and private in the interest of somehow expanding the minds of our young people, making them more, I don't know what, socially sensitive. You've got this kid now thinking that having homeless men, possibly mentally ill men, running across a freeway, you're backing this up as fantastic tuition in the Department of Economics, in the discipline of economics. I think it's a disgrace. Now, the lady asked you, what did your father think of this? What did you say?
What lady?
The lady that I had on just a moment ago.
I said that my dad's 100% behind it, and the school is too.
And what does your mother think of it?
I already told you, Mr. Hendry.
What does your mother think of it?
I told you that my mother's opinion is not important, and the reason why
your mother's opinion is not important.
Yeah, because my mother doesn't have a job, and she has, you know, my father has worked very hard for our family, and my mother doesn't do anything, and my father has shown me what happens when you bring home a lot of money and you make a good living, and what a lot of women will do, and I've seen it myself with my own eyes, and so have my other friends. When we pay those ladies $50, they'll run down a street with no clothes on. And my dad told me that's an example of, in some cases, not all cases, in some cases, some women will do anything.
And some women will do anything. Man, you have got, your father's got you twisted around.
Mr. Henry, please, don't talk about my family. I'm not talking about your family. I'm not talking about your sister.
I'm not talking about your sister.
Well,
I'm not talking about your sister. I'm talking about your father telling you some women will do anything for money.
And he was right, because look what happened when we paid those ladies $50. They're all, you know, taking their clothes off, all showing us everything that there is, and then running down a street.
And what did those homeless men do? Did they not run across a freeway for money?
That's not the same as being immoral.
No, you know what? I'll tell you what immorality is. It's you, man. And it is your school. And it's any adult that backs this up. And on top of everything else, your father teaching you about women, he must, I will say this to you, Justin, maybe you're too young to hear it, but I'll say it, he must hate women. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone caller here, Jeff in Greensboro, North Carolina. Go ahead, Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Justin McElroy.
Thank you, Phil.
Jeff. Yes, sir.
Young man, I don't understand how it is that you feel, you know, maybe one of these days, because it's obvious that your family has money, or you wouldn't be as stalled and as ignorant as you are. Maybe one of these days that money will run out.
The fact my father has money helped for me to have the education that I need.
I had an education as well, and I had a mother that lived at home, and my father respected my mother. And my mother raised four children at home.
Well,
so you say that your mother does absolutely nothing. I got this funny feeling you don't have a clue just how much your mother really does do.
There's a good point. There's a very good. What do you know?
Still the fact.
Well, how do you know that your father didn't slap your mom around when she got alive?
One of these days, the money may run out, and you may be living on the street. And how are you going to feel when somebody comes to you and degrades you and offers you $50 that looks like $1 million when you haven't had a meal in 3 days? And you'll do anything for that.
I'm not going to be in no position like that. I've already proven to my teachers at my school that I know how to make money.
You know how to make money by paying homeless guys $50.
I'll tell you something else.
I'm not
going to
be homeless like you. Like
young man, I am not homeless, and I have raised four beautiful daughters of my own.
Well, if you're not homeless, you disrespect one of my children the way that you disrespect women.
You know what you need? You need a good kick in the butt.
What are you talking about? I asked my father, and what makes him
an authority on what's right and what's wrong? Because he's obviously a moron too.
Oh, really? You know what? My father would have you working for him as a garbage taker outer.
A garbage taker outer.
Well, you can laugh all you want, but my father has way more money than you do. And
you know what? Having money, a lot of guys amass wealth by stepping on people, stepping
I'll
over
tell you
people.
What, I'll tell
and
you
let
what,
me tell you something
you
else.
What?
It's easy come,
in
easy
this
go.
Situation,
that's
in this
mean,
situation,
easy come, easy go.
You may be very well right. Your father may have way more money than I have, but I'll tell you
yes,
what I
does.
Have. He doesn't
my
have.
Father owns two factories.
I have happiness in my life. I have women that care about me and women that love me.
Yeah. Father's
my
wife,
my four children. And if you keep on the path that you're on, young man, you will have none of the above.
Father says that's what poor people say when they don't have money. Oh, well, I'm happy with you. And he
you know,
and
I don't worry about my light bill. My house is paid for. I earn a very good living.
There you go.
There you go.
His house is paid for. That makes him smarter than about 90% of people that own houses.
Is he smarter than you?
Yeah, he's smarter than me. I'm still paying on my mortgage. But you got to listen to people and listen to the voice of experience.
My father owns two factories. And when they gave us the assignment to go out and find a revenue stream, I went to Father and I said, what do you think? He said, it's very creative. Watch yourself. Don't get arrested. Go for it.
Your father, you know, that's another
I
thing.
Said,
you know,
don't
if the cop
get arrested meant that he knew it was wrong, that it was against the law. He said it right there in plain simple terms. Don't get arrested.
Right. And what does that make you think of your dad?
You, both of you men are trying to talk about my father, and I don't think it's right. And it's many of
them. It's important to understand something. We wouldn't have brought this up, Justin, were it not for the fact that your dad said you endorse it. And when we asked you what your mother thinks, you still won't answer.
My mother is not a part of the conversation.
Yeah, I'm asking you what your mother thinks. By the way, Jeff, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-7445. What does your mother think of this? You didn't ask her, did you?
She was not. I did not ask my mother because my mother has been a cause of a lot of trouble for my father. And had I asked her, my father would probably have been very angry with me.
Does your mother live with you?
Yes, she lives with me.
With your father?
Yeah.
And yet, your father doesn't want your mother weighing in on something where you're out on a freeway at night and you're paying bums to run across five lanes of traffic for $50.
Yes, sir. And we made, in the sale of the video, we made an excess of $3,500, $3,526. And
selling these things for $10 a piece.
That's correct, yeah. And I brought the spreadsheet and accounting into our class, and Mr. Bavisco, who's our economics teacher, gave me an A, okay? Gave Rick Farrell A-minus. Bobby Dumphy got an A, and Chris Sortak got an A+. We were the four that were on this. And I'm, and my father has often said, you know, Jewish people are good with money and everything, and they are. And he said, and you're not even Jewish. And I go, yeah, that's right.
And
I,
and what did your class say about that stupid statement?
What?
You went into the classroom and said, I'm not even Jewish?
I made a note of it.
And what did your teacher say to that?
I don't remember. I think it was something along the lines of, you know, yeah, good point.
Good point! I'm telling you right now, this school that you go to, this L.A. Canyon High School, okay?
Mr. Henry, women don't know anything about money or business, so why am I supposed to go to my mom?
And now, let's get back to this other comment about how you said on your paper, and I'm not even Jewish, and your teacher said, good point.
Yes, sir.
Man, I got to find out the school.
Well, I've told you about a half a dozen times the name of it.
I know the name of it. L.A. Canyon High School. Who's your principal?
We don't have a principal.
What do you mean you don't have a principal?
Well, we have a headmaster instead.
All right, what's the name of the headmaster?
Mr. Giffen. Luke Giffen, or I believe it's Lewis Giffen.
G-I-F-F-I-N?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Who's at the? Is this a school board up there in northern L.A. County? Was it Sylmar? Where is this?
It's up in Chatsworth.
In Chatsworth?
Yes, sir.
I can't believe that this school has not been called on the carpet by parents up and down the San Fernando Valley, whoever goes to school there. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jason listening in Asheboro, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to call in and say I really think it's very disrespectful that your caller or your guest disrespects all women based on his father's sole experience with one woman.
Well, I don't really disrespect them all. It's just that my own personal appearance tells me that personal experience tells me that women will do. I mean,
you're
for the right amount of money.
What kind of
the right amount of money
that you
just
have?
What's that?
You're a high school student. What kind of experience do you possibly have with women other than your mother?
Well, I mean, if you know, I don't hate. I hate to say this, but how old are you? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm 30.
Okay, I probably have been with more women than you. But
well, what's that got to do with anything?
Exactly. What does that have to do
father
with anything?
Told me,
that doesn't show that you respect women. That just shows that you
exactly.
use women.
Well, a lot of women like that.
Look at kid, you know, Justin, this is...
I like being called kid.
Look at, I want to ask you something. The experience you have with women, you think you have real experience with women?
I'm happily married.
Well, I'm asking this young man, what kind of experience do you think you have with women?
Father has often said that if you spread enough money around, women will pretty much do it.
Do whatever you want, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, a certain kind of woman, yes. A certain kind of woman, yes. A certain kind of men, you spread enough money around, they'll do that.
Well, I mean, I know that. And so when we seen these homeless women, we went ahead and flashed, you know, I flashed a couple of, I had a couple of grants, you know.
What does that mean, you had a couple of grants?
Ulysses Grants.
Is that a $100 bill?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a $100 bill. Has this gentleman I'm talking to, sir, have you ever seen a $100 bill?
Yes,
no.
I actually have. I
no,
represent
you haven't.
Women. I represent
no.
women and men on a daily basis. I'm a union president. That's what I do for a living. I represent
no,
people.
No, I know.
Right.
I know, but have you ever seen a $100 bill? No, you haven't.
Constantly.
Okay. How do you know whether he's seen a $100 bill?
I mean, seen a $100 bill. Where,
let me ask you, have you ever earned a $100 bill? Have you actually ever put in any type of labor to earn a $100 bill other than exploiting homeless people?
It's selling our videos. Selling our videos. We had to fulfill those. And we needed a fulfillment room, and I used our garage.
And so you went out and fulfilled
homeless. What do you do for a living? What
well, right
do you
now
do for
I'm in high school. I'm in high school.
Do you don't think
I'm in high school?
Students have to work?
What?
You don't think
I have
father students?
No.
Yeah, why would
parents,
you have to work?
My parents told me that as long as my grades are up, I don't have to work until I go to college. So I don't work, but I did earn money. You know, we earned about $3,523 and I think, I don't know, 87 cents on the bum, or not bums, but...
I don't want them called bums, you understand?
Well,
Well, you treat them like bums. Why wouldn't you want them called bums?
Well, it's called Bum Dodge. It was called Bum Dodgeball. And
that was the name of the video, Bum Dodgeball.
Yeah.
And that's them running across the freeway.
Yes, sir.
So you exploit them, but you don't want them called negative names. I mean, that makes complete sense.
I don't want them. I think they should be called bum. I think Mr. Henry doesn't want them to be called bum.
I don't want them to be called bum. I don't think it's a... I think it is a pejorative term. Thanks very much, Jason, for your phone call. 877-876-7445. We're going to take a break right now.
Wait a minute, Mr. Henry. You're always going to take a break every time that I want to... say something.
We're taking a break right now, and we'll get back to you in a second.
Well, I think that the wrong impression's been left about bum dodgeball because there's no ball.
I understand there's no ball. It's homeless men running across a freeway, folks. There, you want to get the real scoop on it? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is an absolute disgrace, and I'll tell you something right now, tomorrow, when, you know, whenever things open up, offices across the country, I'm calling that school. I will have Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard as well call the school, and we'll get to the bottom of their support of these young men who have been paying homeless people to engage in dangerous activities so that they can video it and sell it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
On the line with me is Justin McElroy, a student at L.A. Canyon High School. They're going to get a phone call from me, and I'm sure from many of our listeners tomorrow, when we find out whatever their numbers are. They are encouraging and endorsing this young man and other young people in an economics class to create their own revenue streams. This lad that I'm talking to right now, Justin McElroy, went out with his friends and videotaped homeless men and homeless women engaged in a variety of dangerous stunts, streaking, running across freeways, being hit with wiffle ball bats, so on and so forth. Now,
I wanted to...
No, hold on for just a second. Your father has taught you that women are somehow expendable?
Father has simply said, Mr. Henry, that women have... Yes, if they're given enough money, they will basically... As Father has said, they'll spread for anything that...
Hold on. Whoa. I don't want to hear any of this vile language. Do you love your mother?
I love my mother very much. She's a whore, but I love her.
And she's a whore?
Yes.
Has she cheated on your father?
I don't know that, sir. I'm just saying...
Then why do you call her that?
Father says that most women are that.
Most women are whores?
Yes, sir.
And you said in one of your pre-interviews, I love that old whore. Is that what you're talking to your mother?
Yes, sir. But I love her. But as Father has said so many times, women are not to be trusted because the minute you turn your back, and Father said, the minute you turn your back, you get some nail clippers in your back or something. I don't forget how.
All right, 877 nail clippers in your back, huh?
Yes, sir.
877-876-7445, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show with Justin McElroy. And I got to tell you, I feel sorry for you. Let's get to a phone call here. We have William in North Carolina. Go ahead, William. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I wanted to say that...
yes, sir.
This young man is so misguided. He needs to really understand that what he's doing is wrong. So do that to these people. I don't care if you say bums. They are people. And they have feelings. And I think that's so wrong. I don't think he has a sense of right and wrong, which is wrong with the generation that's coming up today. To think that you can do that.
Good point.
They don't have any respect. And the fact that the way he sees his mother shows that he has no respect for women at all. And I don't think...
It's just that father taught me that women will spread for anything that comes down the road.
Will you watch that language, please?
Sorry.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
He said, this young man said that father taught him to use some language.
He said that women will spread.
I don't want you to use that term.
Well, I mean, I'm simply saying that you know, I'm learning a trade. I'm learning a trade. I learned how to make money.
Yeah, but that's expensive of doing that to other people, to make a woman streak for $50 and to be the man with whatever, a plastic back. Or, you know, sometimes people, no matter what kind of decisions they make, they're still people and they still should be valued. There should be no respect.
Very good. Good point, sir. Very good point, sir. Thank you for your call. That was William. Let's go over here to Melissa. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Melissa, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I don't think this young man has disrespect for women. I think he has disrespect for all of the human race, excluding him and his father. That's what it sounds like.
That's not really true. I do respect people, women, not so much, but only because of the things that your species has done.
Your species? I'm the same species as you, as a matter of fact. So
well, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Your father is changed.
No, you're a different species.